This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio, it is our history doctor, Bill Smith. Welcome back. What do you got for me today?
Glad to be back, Kyle. And sometimes you just have to shake your head. I swear to you, this is a true story.
Okay.
I overheard the conversation of a millennial and his late baby boomer era coworker in a cafeteria. He says to the friend, as they look up at the television screen, "What does this JFK mean to me? They're acting like he's some kind of celebrity. What's the big deal? Him being president, he doesn't mean anything to me."
All right, I know that you wouldn't tell me this if it wasn't true, but this sounds just like some bad television trope of a slacker character.
Oh, yeah, some Bill O'Reilly nightmare of the undereducated American youth run wild. But and we've repeatedly said this here. This is not something unique to this generation.
Right.
About every generation appears to know little about its common past, and every generation's elder rails about kids these days.
So is this a 911 call to a historian? Did you run over and administer the paddles to the chest and say, here's...
You know, I thought about it, and at the same time, one wonders if the historic impact of that genuine first ever that rarely comes along, mm-hmm. has sunk in on this young man that he probably voted in his first presidential election this cycle or the cycle before, and he was a part of the generation that yielded the first African-American to occupy the Oval Office.
True.
In some ways, he might be too close to see what he was a part of, but just the right distance away to not understand what he was watching on TV. Perhaps one way to frame his perspective was the equal befuddlement that he had in talking when he said to his friend, "Why is the video black and white and sometimes it's in color?"
He said that. So
he said that.
So did he think it was some sort of video editing or?
Well, sure, he's seen that on Instagram filters, so
sure,
I'm sure that's
right.
Why he
yes,
thought
yes.
They were doing it. That, you know, why wouldn't all the video have been in color?
So it never hit him that there was a time before video when the pictures hadn't been in color?
It was a classic, I don't know what he doesn't know kind of moment. You know, did he really see it that way? But he was genuinely, befuddled.
Well, okay, this brings up a good point, because you don't want to sound like those guys on The Muppet Show that are in the balcony.
Yeah.
You don't want to...
You don't have a Statler and Waldorf moment?
Those guys, yeah. You don't want to wag your finger, because that's not going to do anything. So what do you do?
You know, in part, he's a victim of the knowledge valley that I think exists, particularly in high school history today. You've got a generation of teachers that grew up not necessarily learning all the details of the latter half of the 20th century because it was still current events to their instructors when they were getting their doctorates in college.
Right.
There's always been this kind of lag. I mean, I experienced it when it had to deal with the end of the Second World War and the Cold War because, you know, there was that generational lag in the people that taught me when I was in college. So, you know, there's always this recent history little valley sometimes in the knowledge base, and then that gets passed on.
But isn't there an opportunity? Because we did have the 50th anniversary of the assassination of President Kennedy. We're dealing every month, it seems, with the 150th anniversary of something with the Civil War. Isn't there a chance with anniversaries to kind of connect?
There is, and the end of a very significant one, Mad Men.
The TV show.
Yes.
All right. Okay. I love that series. And it is about to start. It's not that far away from ending its final season. So tell me, how does Don Draper fit into this?
Okay.
I know you will tell me.
What made Mad Men so successful?
Oh, just it was like a window on a previous time.
The series wove the historical events into a truth told through fiction.
Right.
Of the changes of the 1960s and the 1970s, the exact time period of
Camelot, the Kennedys.
Bingo. And civil rights and great American unrest and the Beatles' arrival in America notwithstanding, this year does begin a series of not so golden anniversaries. JFK's assassination in 63 begats a litany of 50s, the Gulf of Tonkin, the assassination of Robert Kennedy, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King.
So we should set people down, maybe young people, for a binge-watching series of Mad Men?
Well, not exactly.
Okay.
But taking advantage of what's about to flow across the television the rest of this year and into the next few, you know, I could say that We both remember when the History Channel actually used to carry history. And yes. I know you know when music television actually meant music yes. on television. So, you know, watch the offerings on your Kindles and in the bookstores. More and more popular histories are going to start recapping these events that fill that little valley that this individual has in his knowledge base. Taking an active interest in why the president was important to you, and I'm going to make an assumption here, minimum wage worker.
Because you're young and, yeah.
Because he was the first president, Kennedy, since FDR to raise and broaden the minimum wage. Who raised the minimum wage first for government workers when he did it? Who raised it by 25% over 2 years of his administration? That's something that directly relates to the political contest underway today mm-hmm. with the current occupant of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, as he tries to lift the minimum wage by a similar percentage, but he's trying to lift it to $10. So who was JFK? The conservative who said a rising tide lifts all ships and cut taxes? Or the progressive that felt it was okay to raise a $1 minimum wage set in 1938 to $1.25? That's the 25% increase. This is what our young man needs to dive into and begin to understand about why that guy was being treated like a celebrity.
Well, until that young guy asks us what we can do for our country,
we're history.